Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for being part of our day. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Please use it to your advantage. It's all there for you and more to come. New stuff coming up all the time. So just stay tuned for that, ladies and gentlemen. And that's smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the blog. Check out the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members. Lots of stuff there. Alan Friedman is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Alan is editor-in-chief. Actually, he's the founder. He's the king biscuit over at the at Computer Learning, and he's the guy who created the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia, which I'm trying to see which version I have here. Which one have I got here? There's 18.1, I think, is the last one. No, 19.3, I think, maybe is this one. Alan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much. And the correct title, Jim, is Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
Well, you're like me. You turn the lights on, you turn the lights off, don't you?
That's right.
19.3. Is that the last one?
19.4.
Okay, maybe I've got it here and it's in a box or something.
Probably.
I haven't opened it up yet, but see, I was you and I were talking when it was like 1.6 or something like that. So we've come a long way, haven't we?
We sure have.
What would you say to someone, Alan, if they ask you what Web 2.0 means? They walked up and said, Alan, I keep hearing a lot about Web 2.0, and I'm just now getting a website. What is Web 2.0?
Well, it's a couple of things, depending on your viewpoint. To a lot of people, the main concept of Web 2.0 is that the user rules, meaning user-generated content, blogs, wikis, social networking, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the user creating the news, as opposed to professionals, and the user creating their own websites and videos, and you know the user.
So YouTube is Web 2.0. MySpace is Web 2.0. Wikipedia is 2.0.
Exactly. That's one aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Another aspect would be
That's the out of control aspect, isn't it?
Yes.
And yeah, I'm not saying that in a pejorative way, but it is kind of out of. It does have a tendency to get out of control.
Well, I think so. Yeah. I think it definitely does, especially when you have everybody writing it. The concept is we don't even need professional journalists or editors or anymore.
Right.
Everybody's going to write the news. I think I think it's going to be here to stay, but I think the intensity is going to die down after people get
you think
tired
the bloom will drop off of that rose after a little while?
I think so. I think it has.
All right. What are other aspects of Web 2.0?
Well, the other aspect is what we call thin client computing, where all your data and applications are on web servers, and there's no more local installations. Everything is handled on the web. You just bring in, you turn on your computer, and you get everything from the web.
I remember 10 years ago, maybe, 10 years ago, hearing Bill Gates predict this would happen. But the irony is his company is way behind in making that happen.
Yes,
themselves.
That's for sure. Yeah, they would be fighting against that quite a bit with huge amount of office installations, office applications.
Right,
yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Where you actually buy the software and install it and that sort of thing. But do you remember that? You remember that interview when he said, you know, in the future you'll pay $29 a month and you'll go and you'll have all the applications available to you online. You won't have any processing power on your own computer to speak of. It'll all be done, you know, online.
Well, that was also when the days when there was very little processing power, too. 10 years ago, the amount of processing power was nothing like it is today.
That's right. That's right.
But it all does get absorbed in a lot of the bloated software that we install, unfortunately.
10 years ago, a fast processor was 90 megahertz instead of 3.2 gigahertz now.
Yeah, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. So Web 2.0 is about being able to go online and find the power on someone else's network, someone else's server, and not unlike an, something we've had for a long time, really, and that's ASPs, application service providers.
Yeah, that's the overall name of a company that provides this, sure. But, you know, a web-based email is one of the earliest examples
Hotlink, Hotmail, and Yahoo, that sort of thing?
Any email that you don't have a local client installation, use your web browser. Or you go to the website.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's an example of thin client computing, meaning that your client, your user's machine, is not really overloaded with the software.
Right, but also somebody else, but your information resides on somebody else's box.
Well, see, that's the good and the bad of it, because in a small business, you might say, well, if all the applications are on somebody else's servers, then all the maintenance is done at that side. I don't have to worry about anything. I'm just literally dealing with the data. And there's a very powerful argument for that. On the other hand, as the company gets larger, they are less in control. What happens if that that server goes out of business? Their whole company is out of business.
Mm-hmm.
So backup becomes an issue whether or not you're... backup might be one of the things that says, well, their servers are going to back up better than I back up here in my small business. But if you don't back up what they're doing, then you might be in trouble someday. So it's a trade-off, as is everything.
Well, so is online backup a 2.0 application? Because we're looking into that ourselves.
I wouldn't say it's a 2.0. Well, under the concept of thin client computing, if you take that as a major piece of Web 2.0, I think Web 2.0 is a big buzzword, too. Anything that the web is becoming is going to be Web 2.0. So if you're looking at the thin client side, the applications on the server side, then backup would be great, because you would assume that an ASP, an application service provider, is going to do backup regularly, daily, and do it a lot better than we do.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it is.
Yeah, and that's something that I'd like to encourage more people to look into, because I'll tell you, Alan, we have tried really hard to do a good job of backing up here in our operation. And we do it, but it's not as elegant as I'd like for it to be, and I think we may find that elegance in an online provider, some folks that we've met.
Well, they definitely can, and that is an advantage of having it on someone else's site. By the way, when you do if you do a backup system, one of the things that, you know, what most people don't ever do, they don't ever do a test restore.
Right.
So they never know what it's going to be like to restore it if they had to.
Your stuff may actually be there, but can you get to it and use it? That's the key.
Absolutely.
Stand by, Alan. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Alan to help us understand how can we morph our Web 1.0 websites and our small businesses into things that look a little bit more Web 2.0. We'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Alan Friedman is our guest. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Alan Friedman is our guest. Alan is the editor-in-chief, and as he says, chief cook and bottle washer over at the Computer Desktop Encyclopedia organization, but it's better known as Computer Learning, right?
Computer Language.
Computer Language.
Computer Language Company.
Computer Language, and that's the website, right?
computerlanguage.com. That's right.
Check it out, and you can find all of Alan's stuff there. Alan, I wanted to get you to give us a quick tour of. Let's say we've got a website, we've had it up for a few years now, and it's our electronic brochure. Maybe we got a catalog of our products up there. Maybe we've even got an e-commerce component where people can lay their money down on the barrelhead and buy our stuff. What could we do to our basic little small business website to make it look a little more 2.0?
Well, you know, if you want to go user generated, you can certainly create a wiki if you want people to.
What's a wiki?
A wiki is a way for anybody to just add content. It's an online content generator. So if you want your viewers to make comments, to to add their experiences of what they've done under a certain topic, you could create a wiki in a different subject category or various subject categories.
Do we have control over can we have control over the wiki?
Well, you can always edit anything anybody puts in.
But can we edit it before it goes up in a wiki?
Typically not, but I'm sure you could
figure out a way to do that.
A classic
definition of a wiki would be to not be able to edit it initially,
right.
Because if you could, it becomes more of a forum then, doesn't it?
Well, yes, but I mean, Wikipedia is lets anybody edit anything, but if somebody puts something on that's obnoxious, other people will make a comment, and it is reviewed. It's not entirely
right.
open.
But well, I guess my question is, if I wanted to create a wiki, but before anything actually got posted, some editor saw it and approved it, is that still a wiki?
Well, it depends if that's the semantics. You can do whatever you want.
I can call it whatever I want to, can I?
That's right.
So what about a blog? A blog is not the same thing as a wiki, is it?
Well, no, a blog would be something you would write, your daily comments about life and liberty.
But people can comment on your blog.
Well, they can comment on the blog, too. So in a sense, a blog does have a small wiki component.
It's a blog wiki, isn't it? Hey, I think I just coined a new I coin new terms here all the time.
A blog wiki.
A blog wiki. See, I came up with Merchant 2.0 yesterday, so blog wiki today. I'm on a roll here, ladies and gentlemen.
You sure are.
So but folks, you get the idea. It's just a matter of if you want to be a little more with it, if you want to be a little more hip and you want to be a little more Web 2.0, allow your customers to participate with your
That's
website.
Right.
Not just consume it, but
That's
to
right.
participate.
That's
something,
right. It engages them and makes them feel that they're participating. Sure, people
exactly.
love to comment.
Okay, now let's get over to the controversy. Microsoft, is it Visage? What is it?
Vista, Windows Vista.
Vista. Yes. Windows Vista. And this is the replacement operating system for Windows, and we use Windows XP.
Correct.
Professional.
Correct.
All right. So this is the replacement for that, right?
That is indeed. What is
do
it?
Do I need it?
Do you need it? You don't need it right away. Absolutely not. I mean, there are millions of people.
Well, that's
out
good
there
because I actually can't get it right away, right?
Well, you can. For businesses, you can.
Okay.
To go into a store, you have to wait till January.
I see. So I know a few folks at Microsoft, so I could call them up and get one of those from them.
Well, possibly you could.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what's it going to cost me?
The prices are higher this year than previous versions.
Well, they got to pay those bills up there.
$300, I think, even up to $400 for the top version. There's a lot of controversy over the
Even though I'm already a user, I've got to pay that just for the upgrade.
But that's the full version. I don't know exactly what the upgrade prices are. Not yet.
What do I get with the upgrade? Is it worth my time and money?
Well, the thing that Microsoft is touting is better security, and you know whether it is or not is hard to know. For example, Internet Explorer 7 is going to be available. It is available right now for Windows XP,
mm-hmm.
and that has more security features. I mean, you know, that's the fear factor that they want
right.
to have you.
Well, wasn't that one of the reasons they were delayed getting it out because they didn't have all the security in place?
Well, that's one of the many, many reasons. It's a major upgrade, and, you know, every time there's an upgrade to something like Windows, you have that many more, literally tens of millions of people out there that they have to be compatible with. So
mm-hmm.
It's quite a job.
What are the chances this could wind up being a debacle when it launches publicly?
Well, we don't know. We really don't know. The jury is out.
Are you saying they haven't beta tested this enough?
Oh, they beta tested it quite a bit. Absolutely.
Yeah, you were one of the beta testers, weren't you?
A few months ago, for a short period of time. But when it's out in the real world, and it's a different story. And being the first on your block may not be the best idea, but you don't have to run out and get it right away.
20 seconds. Other than security, what about functionality? How did it help? How would it help?
Sexier.
Oh, sexier.
Yes.
Well, I like that.
Well, that's what a lot of people like.
Hey, Alan, give us your website again, please.
computerlanguage.com.
You heard it right here, folks. The new Microsoft operating system is sexier than Windows. You gotta have it now. Hey, thanks, Alan, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
My pleasure. Thank
Alan
you.
Friedman,
take
ladies care. And gentlemen. He's always a really smart guy and a lot of fun, too. Quick break. Right back with Jerry Ripperger and a friend. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.